and 23 is their first draft pick. I wonder what Josh Marnie thinks about all that, the footy manager at the D's. He's been good enough to join us. Morning, Josh.
Morning, Half. How are you, mate?
Going very well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time after, I'm sure, what's been a hectic couple of weeks. Did you get some sleep last night?
Well, the trade period does end up being a lot of sleepless nights. You're going through best scenarios for your club. Points end up going through your head a fair bit. But, yeah, really happy in the end of what we were able to do at the end of the trade period. Addressed probably three needs that were pretty important for us and got away with a better draft hand. So overall, pretty good effort.
The big one, obviously, Stephen May getting that deal done yesterday. Were you always confident that once that Stephen had announced that he was keen to give to Victoria that you were the club that he wanted to come to?
No. we probably didn't know till 10:30 yesterday.
Wow.
He committed to us. So it was, it was a long process and, yeah, we've got a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and then we still haven't got a commitment from Stephen May. It was a difficult one, and I could have probably, you know, nothing could have got done yesterday if he didn't commit, but the way it's all worked out was excellent. We think he's going to be terrific for us. He's exactly the player we need down back. All these characteristics are exactly what we want a Melbourne player to look like, and we can't wait for him to start.
So, Josh, when was he on the radar? Because obviously to get him in was going to be difficult with your draft position. But when did you start thinking, hang on, this is the one we need to make us much better?
Well, Whitey, we thought he was contracted for 12 months and really didn't think he was on the radar this year. Then there started to be some talk that maybe he was a chance, and that's when we said, OK, let's see if we can get him this year. And probably along with three or four other clubs, went in and presented to Steve in the off-season. And then the Jesse Hogan played out. We thought Jesse was a chance, but again, we didn't commit to Jesse to going to Fremantle. And in reality, if to get the best out of the trade for Jesse Hogan, we thought Stephen May had to come to our club. So it was, they were both related in some way.
Yep.
But it was a very late how it all happened, probably in the off-season.
Marnes, Kay Collegeasny feels like it's the steak knives thrown into...
Good steak knives.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask. You must be very, very happy to get him into your football club.
Yeah, Rammer, he was a real focus for us. That's probably a missing link for us, we think. Our run through our midfield. Kay's able to play wing, half-back. You know, he's an elite runner. And you know, we thought that what he's been able to do up at Gold Coast early days had some injury concerns for the last... 2 years, but we think he's going to be a really good player for us and exactly what we need for the mix that we've got in our midfield. We've got some really good stoppage players. We think that to be able to have someone on the outside that can run and kick the ball, Kate's going to really add to our midfield.
And we look at Braden Pruce and we all see Max Gawn and he virtually plays as a 100% ruckman. What's the plan for Pruce moving forward?
Oh, it's not a concrete plan right now. Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion about why Braden would have come to Melbourne. And in the end, he said it himself to us. He said he wants to learn under Max Gawn. And you know, that's pretty good to go to a place where there's the best ruckman who Max said to him, I'm committed to making you the best player I can. And I think Braden, he comes to our club, he's going to be learning under Max. He could play as a backup in case Max get injured. He could help us with, you know, getting Max through the season, but also we're open-minded to playing both rucks. We've seen that work with West Coast. You know, whether Max goes forward, whether Braden goes forward, it's really open-minded, but what it has created for us is some options. Last year, we really didn't have any options. It was either Max in the ruck or we'd go for a couple of young ruckmen. So it was really a bit of security for us as a club, but also really open-minded whether we play both rucks.
Josh, Jesse Hogan kicks roughly around 40 goals a year in that sense. How do you replace that and how much pressure is on Wiedemann at the moment?
Yeah, morning, Glenn. I can't answer that question right now. What we back in our forward line is if we get the ball in there, you know, multiple times, over 50 times within a game, that it'll create opportunities. We've seen guys like Jake Melton step up this year, Christian Petrarca step up, Sam Wiedemann, Tom McDonald. They all play their role within that. So, yeah, it's not about replacing one person getting those goals, but it's, I think we think if our forward line works together, they have a pre-season together, they'll work out what happens in the end.
Were you always resigned to losing him, Marnes?
No. No, it's funny. People think you go through trade period with really definitive answers on things. Right up to yesterday, again, as I said, season, they didn't commit to 10:45. It was still the same with Jesse. And that's, relationships with players is really important, and Rama would know. It was a really good conversation with Jesse at the end of the year to say, look, we'll see what we can do, but if in the end it's no good deal for us, you won't be going back. And he was open to staying at Melbourne. We're open to having him playing for Melbourne. And I think that's the only way he can go into trade period, pretty open-minded because things come late. And that's the best way to go about it.
Josh, we all know Jesse's backstory and the issues that he's gone through in recent times. Is some of that obviously doesn't get out into the public. How difficult has it been for him being away from Perth in that sense?
Yeah, I think people disregard sometimes that we've had Jesse at our club since he's been 17, and he's basically grown up in Melbourne, being a Perth boy and living on the beach, and it's a bit different to being in Melbourne and the weather that we have at different stages and the lifestyle that he has to live in Melbourne and the pressure that he's got here. So, you know, it is very difficult, different. And we've had Jesse for 6 years, and what he's been able to do in that period of time, along with his personal issues that he's had, is been extraordinary, really. And then, you know, when he comes to you as a club and say, look, if you can get me home to Fremantle, that would be my preference. We thought it was we had to look at it. And in the end, we walk away happy with the deal, and we're happy with Jesse that he returns to Perth.
Well, I reckon you walk away pretty happy with the outcome too as a footy club on the back of a pretty positive year. Hopefully it improves again in 2019. We appreciate your time, Josh. Good luck.
Thanks, Josh.